The love power or the power of love? Which do you hold to? Do you love power or do you believe in the power of love? William E. Gladstone said, "We look forward to the time when the power of love will replace the love of power, for then will our world know the blessings of peace." Do you love power or do you believe in the power of love? In the UK government today, it feels that many are putting the love of power, what will get votes, what will enable the rich to stay rich, who knows who, first and foremost, rather than love expressed in acts of kindness that protect people's longer-term interests. Do you love power or believe in the power of love? Look at places of conflict and whose interests are being protected. Often it's those trading arms or with other vested interests, rather than the support and care of ordinary people seeking security and just enough to raise their families well. Do you love power or do you believe in the power of love? I mentioned last time about Wells Cathedral having the amazing installation of Gaia hanging in the nave. And yet humans seem to be obsessed with having power over the earth, exploiting and destroying ecosystems and putting the whole planet at risk from global warming, rather than loving creation and living in interdependence with her as a gift from God. So today, I think it feels like many people love power over others, which is in effect idolatry. Rather, God calls us to live in the abundance of the power of love, as Jesus gave us a prime example of. Jimi Hendrix expressed even more succinctly than Gladstone in his song when he sang, "When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace." So pray with me that the power of God, who is love, will come ever more fully, so that peace can come across the whole of the earth and throughout creation. God bless.